The citizens of Hespler are proud of their community's history and architectural heritage. That is evident from the many historical plaques and monuments erected throughout the village, but local author and historian Paul Longen is concerned that those plaques may be all that's left of the village's heritage buildings if development plans proceed unchecked. It's grown a lot, and in the last couple years, there has been a lot of emphasis on more growth, said Longen. The Ford government has weakened the environmental and heritage legislation, so, basically, growth can happen unrestrained and that leads to problems. Longen has lived in Hespler since 1996 and has written several books on the history of Cambridge. His 130-year-old home on Queen Street backs onto the Speed River and is steps away from some of the village's oldest and most historically significant buildings. Community activist and author Paul Longen in front of the former Glick block in downtown Hespler. Troy Bridgman for Cambridge Today. What caused me to get out of neutral from just writing history books is we had a heritage block, 2 to 10 Queen Street West, the Glick block, with over 100 years of history, and it got torn down, he said. Nobody, not the citizens, the committees that are supposed to review heritage at City Hall, the advocacy group that is supposed to protect or fight for it, certainly our city councillors, nobody went to bat. It was gone like that. The Glick block in downtown Hespler, 1910. Photo supplied. Longen describes the present Hespler saga approach to growth as counterintuitive if the end goal is to provide affordable housing and attract new residents to the village. They are putting up all these expensive condos and apartments, he said. People are moving here for that small town feeling, and they are tearing down the small town. So, that was kind of a wake-up call that if a person wants to sell their property, wants to wipe out a heritage building, there is nothing to stop it. Longen is calling for more community involvement in development decisions and has written a booklet, Hespler, A Sustainable Community Moving Forward, detailing his concerns and ideas for mobilizing local groups to protect what's left of Hespler's architectural heritage. That is just one aspect of the book, but we have to look at heritage preservation, reuse of heritage buildings, and not a narrow-minded approach, he said. It's always cheaper to put up a drywall building than to preserve a heritage building, so, the excuse that it costs more is true. Crap costs less. Longen's entry into social activism is relatively new, but he has been socially active in the community for decades. I have been in minor sports for over 20 years, and I was the founder of the volleyball club in town, he said. We went from 8 kids to 1,000. The second largest youth organization in Cambridge. So, I have been around in the community in the grassroots for a long time. He said demand for community facilities is growing with each new resident, but the village doesn't even have the infrastructure to serve the present population. We have the same community center when we had 4,000 people as we have for 20,000 people, he said. If we have no physical infrastructure for our community, all ages, youth to seniors, then we're in trouble because we are sitting at home on our computers complaining. Longen has scheduled a town hall-style meeting April 2 at the Hespler Legion for concerned community members to meet and mobilize their efforts. He is offering a free copy of his booklet to the first 40 people that register and attend the meeting. The book focuses on all these non-profits that are doing good work in the community that need help because they exist based on volunteers, he said. So, it starts off, look at all the good things we're doing. We need help. Then we ask for suggestions for improvement. Certainly, heritage preservation is one. Longen stresses that this type of community mobilization is not a novel idea. A subtitle to this in my mind is, Yes, We Can, he said. I give examples for my suggestions of other places in Canada where they've done it. So, it's not like I'm making this stuff up. No, it's been done before. Longen hopes to tap into the village pride Hespler is known for and inject some good old-fashioned community spirit and positivity into the process. It is so easy to just be negative, and I've been on that bandwagon, he said. The whole thing about the booklet is, it's positive. Here are real positive solutions, instead of complaining. That's what I feel good about. Here are the good things we're doing, but here's how it could be better. To learn more about Longan's efforts to preserve local history, visit http://palongan.com.